This is a parole with him for Warren Sumner, ADC number 045318. Mr. Sumner is currently up for parole for an absolute discharge, a parole to his next consecutive sentence. He's currently serving a life sentence for first-degree murder, and if he was paroled to his next consecutive sentence, he would go to a 28-year sentence for sexual assault. Mr. Sumner is currently 71 years old, and according to his institution progress report, states that he would like to waive his opportunity to appear before his board, and that's his statement on his institutional progress report. He has no disciplinary actions in the last 5 years, and he has very minor programming since he has been incarcerated at this time. His last discipline that he received was in April of 2018. It was for grooming, a violation of grooming, and it was informally resolved. He did have another violation in May of 17 for possession of drugs. However, that was actually dismissed. He's actually appeared before this board 16 times, during which each of those times he was actually denied when he came to appear before the actual board. He went to a jury trial. He was on probation at the time that this incident occurred. He was on probation for burglary at the time that this incident occurred, since it occurred on April 30th of 1981, when the victim went to the home of Mr. Sumner, as she was working for a company. She went to the home to inquire about several overdue monthly payments, which were owed to her company by a member of the Sumner family who had bought a piano. The victim was obviously met at the home by Mr. Sumner with the home to himself. When she arrived, he seized the opportunity to go inside on with a garden hose. He used the handle, garden hole. He used the handle of the hose to strike the victim in the back of her head multiple times, causing a severe depressed skull fracture. Then he moved her clothing and raped her in one of the bedrooms of the home. Then he wrapped her body up in a bed sheet and put the victim in the trunk of her car. She was found dead the next day, deposited in the trunk of her car, wrapped in a bed sheet, which was recognized by Mr. Sumner's wife. Mr. Sumner was led away by the police and was arrested at that time. The police was also tipped off by a silent witness call that said that Mr. Sumner had killed the victim that had came to his house in reference to a bill. I do want to note that there is a letter from the Pinell County Attorney's Office that's objecting to any kind of parole for Mr. Sumner at this time. I do understand that we do have a letter from the victim witness program if you want to come up at this time.
Good morning, board members. My name is Alejandro Palacio, victim advocate with the Office of Victim Services at the Arizona Department of Corrections. This letter is regarding inmate Warren Sumner, ADC number 045318. Members of the board, the family of Brina Cox Bailey is not able to be in attendance for the above reference parole hearing due to work schedules, holiday staffing, and health issues. However, we will still like her slash our voice to be heard and appreciate the opportunity to do so by letter. Another holiday season has passed and the void is still there. 37 years later and our lives have unwillingly been intertwined with the legal system. Warren Sumner is responsible for this. With many thanks to the police and a few lawyers who so diligently prosecuted Mr. Sumner, he was and remains incarcerated. However, our beloved, joyous Brina is still gone, and Mr. Sumner shows no remorse nor claims any responsibility. So not too much has changed over the years. It is the family's desire that Mr. Sumner be incarcerated until his demise, when we leave it up to the board member's discretion as to how that happened. If it means he continues to serve the life sentence with the only hope of parole to the next sentence every 6 months, or the sentence is conveyed now to the sexual assault charge with no hope of parole for at least a dozen or more years, then so be it. We trust the board to make whatever decision they are bound to do so. The family thanks the Clemency Board and Victims Witness for all the courtesies extended over the years. As long as there is a parole hearing, one of us will attempt to be in attendance or definitely make contact by letter. It's a family gathering we don't want to attend, but Mr. Sumberlin is responsible for it. Please let us know of the outcome of this hearing. On behalf of the family of Brenna Cox Bailey, Joanna Lawrence, sister of deceased.
Thank you. Board, have any questions? There are no questions coming from the floor. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
It should be also noted that there are no support letters from Mr. Sumberlin, family support for Mr. Sumberlin that's included in his file. As we heard the letter coming from the victim's family, as well as previously mentioned, the county attorneys from Pinal County also has a letter of opposition that's actually also attached. Therefore, based on the information that we have here today, I am going to move to deny Mr. Sumlin an absolute discharge of parole to his next regular sentence.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed. Oops. Second Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, agreed Dr. Wright. Because of this incident occurring in 1981, there's no room for a one-year set-off. The release type that is denied is 412B411. I'm going to mark the reasons for denial is that it was a serious and violent offense, loss of human life. I'm going to mark it as a serious and deeming offense, as well as trauma to the victim, as she was going there to talk to him about a debt that was owed, and she wound up being sexually assaulted and murdered, and then wrapped in a blanket and put in the trunk of a car and deserted at a different location. I'm going to put that he violated previous parole, as he was on parole at the time that this happened. He had a prior criminal history. He had a poor no release plan, no family or community support. Is there anything else the board thinks we need to add to it? I am also going to mark in here poor institutional behavior, although he hasn't had any recent institutional behavior, but he did have previous institutional behavior. That is going to conclude the hearing for Mr. Sumberlin at this time. He was denied an absolute discharge or parole to his next consecutive sentence.